Today I am proud to announce the appointment of an experienced public servant, a devoted patriot, my friend, fellow Chicagoan, Bill Daley, to serve as my chief of staff. Few Americans can boast the breadth of experience that Bill brings to this job. He served as a member of President Clinton's cabinet as Commerce Secretary. He took on several other important duties over the years on behalf of our country. He's led major corporations. He possesses a deep understanding of how jobs are created and how to grow our economy. And needless to say, Bill also has a smidgen of awareness of how our system of government and politics works.
It's very early in the investigation to determine what type of attack or who might have been behind it. Obviously, no one's claimed credit yet that we know of. And at this point, it'll be the forensic work to determine how the bomb was put together, if it was an actual bomb that didn't work, or was it an incendiary type device that that somebody concocted at home and tried to detonate.
We know that there's not a substantial body of evidence that shows credible correlation between the vaccines and the disease process. And I think it has damaged our system in terms of having fewer parents willing to give kids vaccines, and that puts more kids at risk. We still don't know what the cause is for autism, and there's probably a lot of different causes for autism. What we're trying to find out is what are some of those causes, and so you have to look at the science over time, so you follow where the science leads. If the science had led to immunizations having some sort of link, then we would have followed down that path, but it hasn't.
2 million spotfish, most of them young, have been piling up on its shores. Early testing suggests natural causes are at play, namely cold water stress, a condition caused by water temperatures rapidly dropping below the species' tolerance level. Large winter spot kills have happened in the area at least twice before. The last one was in January of 1980.